Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No, I vote when I get home today. I go with my wife as we usually do because I leave too early to do it. But here's my voter card. I'm ready to go. Can't wait.
You need one of those?
Yeah, well, it's the fastest way. You can show your ID, but if you have your voter card, it's like to the front of the line right away. Mm.
Really? They let you zip right in there?
Well, so, I mean, they don't have, it's the fastest way to get
in. You can fake that easily, right?
Yeah, of course. That's a photocopy of my dad.
Oh, you've done the disclaimer. Let me read the letter. I actually make love dolls for a living right here in good old Manassas, Virginia. Honey, Matt, what can you tell us? What's the mood out there?
Well, Mike, the mood is tense. People are wandering around. They're looking for the polls. They're stuck in lines, and they're just pissed off. We're giving out free coffee and donuts to anyone who wants it. Come by our booth.
Thank you very much, Matt. We appreciate it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
From Election Central in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today we will have the very latest for you on the polls that are closing in 14 hours. We will have the latest on the key races, the Senate, the Congress, and of course, your local dog catcher. I'm Mike O'Mara, your anchor for today's program. I'm joined by my team of political experts, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Mike.
From the Daily Ice Cream Bar.
Thank you.
Oscar Santana.
Buenos dias.
Bolivia Estrado. And, of course, our roving reporter, Matt Tony Boy Blue.
Blue Wave, baby.
Good to see you.
Blue Wave.
What we will be doing on the show today, of course, if there are any results and any polls that close, we will break in with that, and we will move right along. At any time.
Regardless of current content.
Regardless of current content, because that's... Hold on.
Oh, wait.
Hold on just a second. Welcome back to our continuing coverage of Election 2018. America on the hook. America on crack. We're glad to have you with us today. We've assembled some of the brightest minds in politics that will bring you the ins and outs, the inside story, the inside games. We'll also be reporting on trends that will be taking place across the fruited plain to let you know exactly what's happening. By the way, is this a referendum on our president? Is it not a referendum on our president? And most importantly, how scared are people of the thundering horde of immigrants coming up from Mexico? So, sit back, relax. It's going to be a long night, even though it's morning. And we will be bringing you the very, very latest Election 2018. Ah, that's good. It's great to have you with us here.
I have a question, Wolf.
Yes, go right ahead.
At any time during today, if something breaks...
Please, that's Chris or Jake.
Sorry, Jake, if any time something happens and we're in the middle of something...
Or Brian. Brian Williams.
No, yeah. no one's going to watch that channel.
All right, very good.
So if we're in the middle of something great on the show and something politically sound happens, something that really kind of affects the big picture, will we hesitate? Will we delay in breaking into content?
In fact, it's interesting. I wanted to tell you a story about Las Vegas.
Yes. This is a good story.
Yeah, this is I think you're going to enjoy this story. Yeah. So Dirk Vastrick and I were drinking in the hotel bar right off the ballroom. Mm. And at one point, and this woman comes up and she's wearing what appears to be a showgirl outfit.
I remember.
And I couldn't believe it when Dirk...
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. Hold on, this has just come into our news center, Election 2018 TMOS headquarters.
Yes.
It seems that... There's been a bit of a incident at one of the polling places.
Oh, no.
This young man, let me just see. I'm just being handed this. A gentleman by the name of Dan O'Brien has had some sort of seizure at one of the polling places. We're getting this. Hold on. I'm getting this in my IFP right now. Mr. O'Brien began to flop on the floor like a bass out of water. Police were called. Some of the elderly election workers were in a state of terror.
Oh.
And it all worked out.
Okay,
shortly
good.
Thereafter, Mr.
Good.
O'Brien gathered himself, stood up, started handing lollipops out to the polling workers and informed them that here's the quote, "It's okay. I've had too much coffee."
Oh, okay.
We'll keep you posted on some of the different situations.
That's a close one, Anderson.
I know, Rob, you had a day, when it was traveling back, you ran into that crazy person on your 737.
It was. I had never seen anyone, and apparently it was at the base of it. They didn't have their medication.
You want to start
the base of the problem
again,
is that they didn't have their medication, but that was not apparent at the beginning when it started. Because what happened is, have you ever been on a mobile lounge at Dulles Airport?
No, I have not.
Okay,
happened on the mobile lounge?
Yeah, he was running at me, and in his hand he had this big, huge...
Hold on just a second, Rob. I'm terribly sorry. We have to interrupt with this latest from Election Central.
Ooh.
We have a projection.
Oh, good.
We have a projection. Hold on just a second. Yes, it seems that Donald Trump, at the conclusion of the night... The TMOS Election Central projects Donald Trump, President of the United States, at the conclusion of the evening. There it is.
What is the percentage of accuracy for that?
50%, for God's sake. They're all so overbearingly loud. You know, it's crazy.
I had something happen to me.
Did you really?
Yes, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So I was talking to a gentleman from Al Jazeera, and he said, "Man, do you really think the election's going to go blue?" And I said, "Well, look, man, this is information I have in front of me. I gave him these stats, this analytic, and this algorithm." He said, maybe that'll work if the Russians get involved, but let me show you this."
What did he show you? Oh, wait, we don't have time for that. I'm terribly sorry. Yes, Rob Spiewak, you have a breaking news story.
I have a report coming in from Loudoun High School, the center of the 10th District.
What does Wade Byard have to say?
It has been reported, TMZ has reported, that while she was voting, Jennifer Wexton punched Alec Baldwin. Yes,
that's
over a bagel, but we have someone out at the high school. Apparently, it has been blown out of proportion. Alec Baldwin was not there.
Let's go to our roving reporter, Matt Bloom, who is out at Loudoun High School. Pony, Matt, what can you tell us? What's the mood out there?
Well, Mike, the mood is tense. People are wandering around. They're looking for the polls. They're stuck in lines, and they're just pissed off. We're giving out free coffee and donuts to anyone who wants it. Come by our booth.
Thank you very much, Matt. We appreciate that. Please keep abreast of what's going on out there at Loudoun High School. Or is it Tuscarora? And we will.
It was Loudoun is where Wexton was voting. There was no violence between Alec Baldwin.
Best laid plans go well sometimes. All right. Isn't that great? We can have a meeting like that and then come right in and do it like that. Anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome
so, regardless of show content,
yes,
it could happen at any time.
Anytime. It doesn't matter what we're going to be talking about. It is election day, and let's make sure that everybody did. I voted early before we even went to Las Vegas. I voted. Rob Spiewak, will you be voting today? Have you voted? Do you vote early? Have you voted?
I can't vote in the morning.
Sorry. We have to get an update. I'm terribly sorry. This is something. Now this is something. If this trend keeps up.
Yes.
If this trend keeps up, this is going to be a very, very, very big night for the Quakers.
The Quakers?
The Quaker candidate in the Amish country of Pennsylvania, as the polling is showing that he's doing very, very well. Oh, I don't know. I'm out. I can't do anymore. I'm sorry. That's all. I'm done.
Oh, Mike, this
my
just
work
in.
Here is done.
This yes. just
oh,
in.
I'm sorry. Wait, this just in. Hold. Thank you.
Oh. After casting her ballot, Barbara Comstock from the 10th District of Virginia just finished the old 96er for breakfast.
96 ounces of steak.
And she was almost done when she gave her plate back and the waiter said, quote, "There's nothing there but gristle and fat." Back to you, Mike.
Thank you very much for that update, Rob. And I do hope that in the entire country, I really hope that the congressional candidates can eat a big steak after they cast their ballot for themselves. I think nothing shows that you're an American more
big
than
beef.
A nice
so they can
piece
eat
of
a,
meat.
Eat a big something.
Yes, nice beef. Eat it. Eat it good.
You might as well eat it, as Weird Al would say.
Eat a big one. Very good.
That was, I believe I saw that poster out in Leesburg.
Eat a big one.
Eat it, Alec. Eat it, Alec. That's what it said right there. And of course, anywhere south of the Mason-Dixon line, they're coming. I don't know what that means, but they're coming.
Well, good for them.
That's it. Are we at the 9-minute mark of the show?
We are indeed.
Well, that means we can actually do this. Let's do the mailbag, shall we? Let's dive right in and get that out of the way, and then we can move on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's nonstop. Contentious business meetings followed by fabulous programs. That's the way we roll. Anyway,
keep your
back.
Eye on the AP wire, Mike.
Yes, I will. I will. I'm not going to mess up the mailbag. Hello, friends. Now tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Election Day. This letter comes from somewhere. Las Vegas was awesome.
Yay.
But it almost cost me 15 grand. Luckily, I avoided buying a timeshare at the last minute, but I now have a free 5-day stay in Vegas and free ticks on Frontier. So, I think Frontier gets a bum rap. I like Frontier Airlines.
Well, in the old days, I think it's changed, yes? It's transformed?
Let's do it again real soon. Love you, love all of you, love the show. Rich, P.S., instead of putting a tip in Mike's jar, I gave my money directly to Carla. Poor, put upon, stunningly beautiful Carla. All right, here we go.
Easy boy.
Oscar, how did the people at Zappos like us? Were they happy
with
us?
They loved Carla.
Nobody puked on the floor or anything like that? It was okay?
I haven't had any reports of that. I got a nice little email yesterday. It was wonderful.
I'm not sure the people at the hotel would have the same email.
What's the name of the guy that was backstage, the guy that was our original friend and our original supporter
Derek
in Las Vegas that works for us? His name is Derek Flores.
Yes.
Marvelous.
Derek Flores, I didn't get a chance to tell you personally
10 out of 10.
How grateful that we all are for the work that you did there. But Derek Flores, thank you for initiating this contact with Oscar Santana, and you guys got together and got us that venue, and we are very, very happy. And you know what? So happy we may be doing it all over again. Who knows?
Who knows?
It was a good time. Next letter says, greeting, folks. I write to you as I am still licking my wounds from the weekend's activities and lost wages. It was a blast. My buddy Eric and I had the pleasure of meeting Mike Friday a.m. in the lobby.
So did I.
And he didn't miss a beat, ranting about his sister tasking him to find a place to eat lunch. Like I don't already have enough to F. That's a quote. That's a direct quote from Melister. I'm not going to lie.
Is that before or after we ran into each other on the street?
Yeah, it was.
Probably before.
I would think before, yeah.
It's before that. Quote, like I don't already have enough to effing do. He couldn't have been nicer and thanked us for coming out. I also sent a nice text to my brother-in-law for dinner on Saturday night, which he has not yet responded to.
Very busy guy.
We also got to meet the many stages of Oscar Santana, from the gracious host to the trashed mumbler passed out 2 tables down from where we ate our breakfast. Amazingly, he recovered in time for the murder mystery. You recovered, and you didn't seem any worse for wear at the murder mystery
show. Mike,
when
there's work to do, there's work to do.
That's right. So saith the trashed mumbler.
We missed our chance to meet Rob, but we did meet his stand-in wife, Katie, who was very kind and funny as hell. Thanks, guys, for a great stand-in wife. That's pretty funny.
Yes.
Thanks, guys, for a great weekend, and I hope to make the next one. Levin Lorenz. Is that Levin Lorenz?
Yeah.
That's an interesting
name. It's a great
name. I've never heard of that before. Hello, gentlemen. I'm listening and cracking up to today's Monday the Return show after a glorious nap and pedicure on my aching feet. From my room, still in beautiful Las Vegas. A lot of walking on this trip. A lot of walking in the airport. A lot of walking
in
Las
Vegas.
Also, that neighborhood, it's not like being on the strip where you can catch a tram or a car to it, because all the casinos are right next to each other, so you just walk. Yeah,
It's a lot of walking. I was in a DGH funk about missing the show until 3 hours before my booked flight on Thursday. My doctor released me to travel 6 days post-op.
Ooh. Wow.
And I bolted to the airport before she could change her mind. I overcame my shyness at the end of the show Friday to approach each of you. I want to thank you for what you do for all of us, making funny during all the ups and downs throughout our lives. I'll cherish the memories, the photos, the selfies, and the hugs from all of you. But mostly, I'll cherish the real conversations that you engaged with me in after the show. I'm not the only listener you have helped through trials and tribulations. I've cried to many a letter or a call from listeners. Mike, Rob, and Oscar, you made us feel like a part of your families during the amazing weekend. Thanks for the funny. Signed, a fangirl, Shelly Whaley from Spokane. Lots of the Washington State listeners.
Yes, great contingent. God. Great contingent.
What a contingent in Strong. Vegas. TMOS family, I've been a listener for going on 3+ years. I felt the need to share this with all of you. Last July, my father had a stroke. My mom texted, and I made my way to the hospital. As upset as I was, my thought as I got in the car was, I need TMOS. They will help me get through this. I am a few months behind on shows as life with a toddler has slowed my listening a bit, but I still tune in every moment I can. My point of this rambling is what you all have is special. It goes beyond comedy, beyond entertainment. You're helping people. You're helping us navigate terrible life situations and showing us that everything will be okay. Oscar, will everything be okay for me?
You have to decide that, Mike.
Thanks. Thanks for reassuring me.
You know who would be able to answer that question is Jimmy Cerrito.
Well, Jimmy Cerrito.
You could answer that question.
Yeah, thank you. The comfort you brought me last week was invaluable. Thank you. Can't have everything.
In denim.
Don't get happy.
That's right.
Meanwhile, Dad is slowly improving, which is great. Sorry, Zach, in the middle of your letter for making it about me, but, you know, I'm upset. Meanwhile, Dad is slowly improving, which is great. Thank you all for what you do. Know that you are really making a positive impact on our lives. Thanks, Zach Wright, Winchester, Virginia. All right, there. It's very sweet.
It is.
Gentlemen, I am writing in so that you might wish a happy birthday to my brother-in-law and 3-time It's Academic participant, Rami Misla. Or is it Romy?
Rami, I believe.
Rami Misla. I've heard that name before.
Yeah.
He lives in Northern Virginia, and I reside in North Carolina, but we will be getting together this Thanksgiving to, among other things, share a delicious Spiewak fruitcake.
Yeah, I love that. Bringing families together, Mike, with dates.
This year, I have a special request. I love the fabulous old-school Grease Man bits. As a connoisseur of his humor, I would like to see how accurately Matt Ponyboy Bloom could recreate the first few seconds of this clip. In case it's necessary, I have also transcribed said clip below. All right, what are we doing here,
okay,
Rob?
Okay, we're going to play a clip, and then Pony's going to try to recreate it. So, Pony, this is standard. You should know this as a Grease Man fan. This starts many a fine bit.
Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman.
All right, so all we need is the intro to the lawman bit. I will give you the music from SWAT.
Okay.
Okay, give me a hit it when you're ready.
It's time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on your badge and become a lawman.
Not bad.
I love that. That's awesome. Thank you very much, James M. Borden, Esquire. Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate that.
Next letter, dear. The next letter. Friends, today, sweet, I can't do it once we play them. It's in my brain.
I know.
Like, for good. I might do the whole show as Grease Man. Today, my smart, sweet, and witty little boy, Jackson, is to... Going to Jackson.
Jackson.
Jackson. We got married in a fever. Anyway,
hotter than a pepper sprout.
Hotter than a pepper sprout. Thank you. Today, my smart, sweet, and maybe next year we can do that duet. Today, my smart, sweet,
I
and
hope I get to
boy,
be the girl.
I will let you be June Carter.
Thank you. I will wear a dress.
Today, my smart, someone jot it down. I'll wear the black suit, you know.
And
that would
black,
be an opening.
That really that would.
Be, that would be an opening. And you in the big, like, mini pearl dress.
And a hat with a tag on it.
Oh, Christ. Today, my smart, sweet, and witty little boy, Jackson, is turning 10. Hey, Jackson, what's happening?
Jackson.
As the years have gone by, he's developed quite a sense of humor. Well, of course he has. He's smart. So, on our trips to Ocean City and back, I decided to introduce him to the TMOS podcast.
Uh-oh.
Just like you affect his mom, you guys have him in stitches. In true 10-year-old form, his current favorite part is when you tell the audience to quit sucking. Quit sucking, audience. You suck.
My God.
Influencing minds. I can't wait until he drops that gem at school. If you could be so kind and wish Jackson a happy birthday and maybe say his name a few dozen times. Jackson, 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 Jackson. Jackson doesn't suck. Jackson doesn't suck. Everybody that is mean to Jackson sucks. Hey. You make him one happy birthday boy.
Hey, Jackson.
Proud mom, Lindsay Griffin Jackson. Jackson. Lindsay, is her last name, is his name Jackson Jackson?
I think his name must be Lindsay Griffin. I mean, his name must be Jackson Griffin, but it's very confusing. Very confusing.
Lindsay Griffin, yeah. Jackson, a listener since the Don and Mike days. Thank you, Lindsay.
Hey.
Jackson Griffin.
Yeah. Sometime all the names run together.
Hey, do you ever go to the land of three named people on your powerboat?
Hey, Lindsay, Mom, Jackson's Jackson doesn't suck.
Hey, guys, I am thinking of all the fun that people... I hold in my hand the last letter.
May
her pedic mule father your German Shepherd's puppies. Hey, guys, I think I'm thinking of you, of all the fun that people will have... Let me start again. Hey, guys. I am thinking of all the fun that people will had. That's what did it to me.
Ah, yes. Had at your Vegas show. Had to change the tense.
I am thinking of all the fun that people will had. So I guess we take out the will?
Yes, please. Because this was written before we did the show, so I had to change the tense.
I am thinking of all the fun we had at your Vegas show. I am thinking of all the fun people had.
Yes.
At your Vegas show. I'm so jealous. I wish I'd been there. I've been a listener forever. Now I love hearing you guys as I walk my dog each day. You are still cracking me up. Thanks. I actually make love dolls for a living.
I want to warn you. I don't normally... Stop the music.
What?
I want to warn you. I don't normally include websites within the mailbag because this is not a sponsored product part of our show, but I found this letter so richly layered in detail that I felt I must because there's a lot going on here, and I just want to warn you.
Not safe for work?
It is unsafe for some work, but I will say that...
Pretend you're an adult. It's not safe for work.
It's not.
All right, you've done the disclaimer. Let me read the letter. I actually make love dolls for a living right here in good old Manassas, Virginia.
Mike,
that's amazing.
It's a Manassas love doll. That's a city where sometimes you can make a fence out of bicycles.
In Manassas, Virginia, who would have thought? Been doing that for over 10 years. Yeah. Our website is privateislandbeauties.com. I'm sorry. I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing that you do.
Yeah, we're fine.
We're fine. We're fine.
There's nothing wrong with looking at that at 10:30 in the morning.
You see, what happens is if you don't want to buy a used tire, you can always buy something else.
Yes.
And use it yourself.
Not llantas usadas.
No. It's it would be, what would that be? Young lady usadas. What would be a young lady?
No, it's not even a young lady.
A woman?
Wow, those are amazing.
Mike.
They look better than the ones that were the robots.
Can you can he put your quote on his website?
Mike, can he send one to the show? Can he send one to
Florida?
Yeah, send one to Florida. I'm not sure I want one here.
No. Yeah, why? Because you wouldn't want that to come in. Do we have like blinds for our studio?
Yes.
If you get enough of those love dolls, you'll get blinds.
There
are actual blinds that cover the window to the studio.
Yes. So we could completely secure the studio.
100%.
And if it came in a
box. But it would only make sense if you sent one here and to your home.
Yeah.
So you know what it's about.
And can you see receiving that box,
right,
Mike?
Okay.
It's a major
award.
I'll
meet you halfway. Or it's that kind of day. I'll meet you halfway, okay? He can send one down here. What the hell am I? Yeah, I'll find. You know, I know like eight guys I can give it to.
Give it to. Sell it to.
Sell it to.
Now, if we were to get one up here, what if
how
we
much
kept
do they
it dressed and
oh
we could
God.
Sit it at the Pac-Man machine?
No.
No, okay.
We keep in the studio, though.
Just spitballing.
Yeah.
Mike, it's a Manassas love
doll. I'm fascinated by them. Are you guys looking at the website?
I looked at the website.
No,
yes,
no,
I did.
No, I'm not.
You haven't looked at the website?
No.
You should.
All right.
Why is Oscar getting all weird? He's normally the one that's a little more free than any of us, you know? I mean, that's incredible.
Private Island Beauties.
I don't like free advertising.
I know.
But this is more of a PSA. We can make an exception.
What's the website again?
Privateislandbeauties.com.
I wonder if that's the guy making them. Oh, my God.
You know, that's the fun of making new stuff all the time.
That must be him.
It looks like it's our guy. It looks like it's our guy.
My, hey, Mike, it might just be your guy. I'm not sure it's our guy.
All right, they're probably really expensive.
I would think so.
A real doll is like $7,500, $10,000.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh,
right. No. But this guy's a Manassas, so let's get the Manassas factory.
Maybe he's in the space where they used to have that Klein's ice cream that closed down.
All right. Maybe he can give us a factory second that we're not going to use.
Like with...
You know, the one
that's used...
Not used, but no, one you can't use. One that's a factory defect.
This one only has 9 fingers and the eyes are different colors. $2,000.
He said, anyway, as I sculpt another vagine, you guys are what keeps me going. We should mold a vag on the air. You got to bring this guy on the show. I'm sorry. I know there are going to be people that are... No, this is the throwback, but you know,
you know
on.
What?
Vegas.
Let's see if he'd like to come in for some good bonus show time. Because I think this is bonus show material.
That's fascinating.
We should give one to a listener.
But which listener?
Hello, Don.
No!
Hello,
no!
Sorry. Yours in Christ, Patrick. And I guess we already... Did we start the show?
We have
not
started the show.
Oh, well, Jesus, start the show. I'm looking at the Island Beauties.
Hey, wow. Mike, you now have approximately 2.5 minutes to enjoy the website.
Thank you very much.
The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All the kids look up to you. Now, what does that spell? Student, council, president.
I don't know anything about that stuff, Mr. M. And I mean, besides, that's Tracy Flick's thing. She's always working so hard at it.
Yeah, no, she's a real go-getter, all right.
And she's super nice.
Yeah, yeah. But one person assured of victory kind of undermines the whole idea of democracy, don't you think?
But Mr. M...
I mean, that'd be more like a dictatorship like we studied.
But Mr. M, there's...
Paul, what's your favorite fruit?
Pears.
Pears, good. Okay. Let's say...
Oh, no, wait. Apples.
Apples. Fine. Let's say all you ever knew were apples. Apples, apples, and more apples. You might think apples were pretty good, even if you got a rotten one once in a while. But then one day, there's an orange. And now you can make a decision. Do you want an apple, or do you want an orange? That's democracy.
I also like bananas.
Exactly. Good. So what do you say? Maybe it's time to give a little something back.
Hi, Tracy.
Who put you up to this?
What do you mean?
You just woke up this morning and suddenly decided to run for president?
No. I just thought that,
Thought what?
Well, I was talking to Mr. McAllister about my leg and how I still want to do something for the school, and...
So Mr. McAllister asked you to run?
Well... I talked to him and everything, but he just said that he thought it would be a good idea, and how there's all different kinds of fruits, and well, it's nothing against you, Tracy. I mean, you're the best. I just thought,
Okay, you're on, Mr. Popular.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From the great state of Maine to the great state of Florida to the great state of Nevada to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. And we are grateful, grateful, grateful to our wonderful listeners for making this podcast and radio show happen each and every day. We are thrilled to be with you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Sleep Number.
Yay.
I was thinking about my Sleep Number bed last night, just how cool it was to be back home and getting into my Sleep Number bed. I love it. We all know sleep is important. Consider someone you know who is in the military or a veteran. I want you to do that right now. Imagine how much a good night's sleep means to them. From military heroes to everyday heroes, the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps everyone get the proven quality sleep that will change their life. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The new beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. And I have to tell you, as far as durability and a product that lasts for the long haul, I've never had a bed even touch this. It's incredible. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is an 85 also.
Oh, look
she
at
is
that.
On a firm setting now, and we love it. Come in during the Veterans Day sale and save $400 on a Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. Now only $1,299. Plus, there's an exclusive savings reserved for our military and our veterans. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the one nearest you and tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. I love this product. I've been endorsing it for many, many years, and I think it's just spectacular. I really do. It's one of the best things we have, and I love it. I love that they're still
in the
air.
We had a good stay at the hotel when we were in Vegas, but when I sat on my mattress the first night, I said, I bet you Mike can't wait to get home to his mattress right about now.
Yes, it was it was a nice hotel, but it was great to get on that side.
Oh, wait! Oh, no!
We've got something coming in here. Oh, yes. Welcome to Election Central 2018. I'm your host, Ryan Michael O'Mara. I'm here with a team of experts from Telemundo, Oscar Santana.
Hola.
And also from the Food Network, where he is hosting Holiday Bake Off Championship.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak.
Excelsior.
Thank you. And our roving reporter, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, reporting live in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
What? This has been an update from Election Central. We hope you continue to tune in as we have breaking news. And unfortunately, we have run out of time with our special Election 2018 music. We'll now have an update for you, but when we get one, rest assured, we will have it for you because democracy matters. 2018. All right. Thank you. Welcome back to the show.
At any time anything breaks, we're going to have it.
Do you think Flat Matt's going to vote?
Flat Matt?
Yes.
I don't know. Flat Matt.
Are you familiar with Flat Matt?
Who's Flat Matt?
It was a cardboard or heavy paper cutout of Pony that the listeners were taking around and photographing in Las Vegas.
It's so great.
And the thing is that it looks just like Matt, just a little more lifelike. There were times when I looked at it, I said, why is Pony there?
And then you're like, oh no.
Oh, my God. It's Flat Matt. Oh, wait.
Hold on just a second. This just into the Election Central at the Mike O'Mara Show. The islandbeauties.com website has not given us any answer, yay or nay.
Send $2, sir.
The price point may be simply too much, but Oscar wants one for the studio and for me down in Florida. He doesn't want to take the bullet. Oscar, before we end this little segment here, how nervous are you about bringing one of those love dolls into Podcast Village?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Inclusive as we are.
Thank you. Me too.
I believe Oscar might actually do a spec show with the doll. So what do you think of that, honey? This is my love doll, honey.
Pull the blinds.
You know that discussion we had before the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That might be a way. You know, just pop that in and have it sit next to Chris Freitz. That might be a way to get that last over the hump, there.
Well,
right,
we'd need a very tall love doll.
Speaking of Chris Freitz, programming note, Chris and I will be taping a very special, this is a legitimate election special with political persuasions, and we'll be talking about all the last minute trends and the polls and what races to watch. And then tonight, I'll be coming in tomorrow. I have to ask you this.
You're tense.
Both of you.
Yes.
Do you feel like every ounce of moisture and fluid was sucked out of your body this weekend in Las Vegas?
My lips are chapped.
Part of it was because the weather was so beautiful. It was that beautiful, like 78 degree, high pressure, zero humidity.
Perfect.
And I'm just glad I didn't drink because, you know, alcohol would dehydrate you as well because it could really be bad.
Oh, my God.
So are you doing a Tuesday show and a Thursday show?
Yeah, sure. But anyway, I'm not sure. I don't know. No, I don't think I, you know, that depends. That depends.
What?
That depends on a
depends
number
on
of
what?
Things. It depends on the results of the election. I'm not going to lie to you. Oh. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to, you can't, don't get your music in the way of mine. My God, come on.
Oh my God, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this sounds like
election.
A human interest update.
That's the soft music. We're back. What a night it's been. Yes, sir. Gloria Borger is now drinking Bourbon whiskey out of a dog bowl. All right. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Let me ask you this morning an election question, though. Yeah. This is important because this is for you. This is your Super Bowl. This is your telethon. Yeah. You are a political pundit. You get excited for this.
But I'm a voter because of you, Mike.
Did you vote today?
I will vote today. I'm a voter because of you.
We'll double check tomorrow. Now, Mike, you always say that it's D.C. It doesn't matter, but it does matter.
He clicked the mark right by islandlovedall.com.
I felt it was irresponsible after everything that happened to not vote.
Yeah. I think so. I think the numbers in early voting, here's what I think, and I don't want to get into the political persuasions. We'll do that later.
The rain affected a lot today. Just know this before you get into it.
Well, it'll be late voting because the rain is going to let up.
It's raining up and down the eastern seaboard here.
But I also think that the early voting numbers, which have been astronomical, may have an effect on same-day voting. I know I felt that way. I know when I went in there, I had one thing in my mind. I shouldn't even say this, but I was saying I'm really glad that I voted early. And you know, Carla went to
early and often, Mike.
Carla went to the rec center, which is where we vote early, and that's where the main center is.
It's also where you play dodgeball, right?
Absolutely. Kickball, too. Indoor kickball. Yeah. And bocce.
Crap
and
soccer.
Bocce. Elderly bocce.
High lie.
Yeah. High lie is its own thing. They don't do that at the rec center.
Elderly bocce is a lot of fun because the people are so frail, they use plastic hollow balls. You should see that. None of them get down to the other end of the bocce court.
A low-scoring affair, as they say.
But the thing about Carla is she goes to the rec center because all the signs are up there.
Sure.
And she was turned away because, honey, I said, that would have been fine on early voting. This is election day. You now have to go to our precinct where we are supposed to vote, which is the library across from the thing.
Okay.
And she said, oh, that's what. So she
snuck back. Does she have her card?
Back. Yeah. She dropped our little guy. It is about 17 minutes before 10 a.m. Eastern time. She dropped our little guy off at 8 a.m. And I'm not sure she's back yet.
Ooh.
Did you vote?
No, I vote when I get home today. I go with my wife, as we usually do, because I leave too early to do it. But here's my voter card. I'm ready to go. Can't wait.
You need one of those?
Yeah, well, it's the fastest way. You can show your ID, but if you have your voter card, it's like to the front of the line right away. Mm.
Really? They let you zip right in there?
Well, so, I mean, they don't have... It's the fastest way to get
in. You can fake that easily, right?
Yeah, of course. That's a photocopy of my dad's.
I do wish... This is one of those days.
Not really.
This is one of those days. You know, people consume this show with a long tail, as Oscar likes to say. But I really, really wish... Today's one of those days I wish for a little immediacy, because I'd be curious to know what it's like locally, what the polls are like.
This question I wanted to ask you, when you watch a big television event, usually there's one outlet for it. But you can watch coverage everywhere. What's your go-to for election night coverage? Where do you spend
that? I mean, CNN. I watch CNN. I watch
you
CNN
won't spend any time with local guys?
No, I really won't, because I think that, boy, you know what? Because of the nature of our gubernatorial election, it might be that. But it's going to be interesting to see.
Who's your front runner?
Go ahead.
In Florida.
Down here?
Yeah.
They're both neck and neck races. In the governor's race, you got a little edge for my guy, Andrew Gillum, and we're going to have to wait and see with that.
Get him with
but
Gillum.
But as far as this, the
Kill
Senate
him with
is,
Gillum.
Get him with Gillum is probably better.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're mocking me now because they know that I could slip into
I'm with
the
Trump
real
stock,
care
Mike. Let me tell you that.
No, Barbara Trump stock?
Yes.
Well, she lies all the time.
I don't know that for sure.
I will say.
Well, she did a false thing against
her
Rexton.
Ads are pretty funny.
Hello. Yeah, I'm over here now.
Back. We're Virginia.
Can I just say this? Can I say that with all of my junkiedom with politics, I am very glad that the season is over. I am very glad that I will not be looking at political ads for a while.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm very, very happy about that. It is very,
Dan O'Brien is going to be happy.
Now, I
regardless
Dan O'Brien. By the way, I haven't seen. They've been talking about like upsets and stuff, and I haven't seen Dan O'Brien's
Vanjie.
Have you checked Vanjie? Have you checked?
No,
I don't. Is she in the hunt?
Yeah, well,
yes.
Polling for the
most recently we heard. Yeah.
I don't know. Vanjie is a friend of the show.
Yes,
she's the only friend of the show.
We're rooting for Vanjie,
and I'd like to know whether Vanjie is going to be Vanjie.
Vanjie.
She's running against some hump.
Vanjie Williams.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to find the most recent.
And I'll go ahead on the record and I'll say it. He or she, whoever she's running against, is a hump. That's it. I will say that.
Well,
right here.
Fredericksburg.com says that Congressman Rob Whitman faces a spirited challenge from Vanjie Williams.
Ooh.
Spirited is not a good word.
You're right.
Spirited
like spirit
is
weak.
Spirited is like he's got an opponent, but there's not a chance.
Should we call Dan O'Brien?
Yeah, call Dan O'Brien.
Yeah, get him on the phone, Pony.
Call Dan O'Brien right now. We'll do it in this segment, and because we're not going to talk about politics after this segment, because I've got a massive story
that
I have to share with you.
My mom is driving people to the polls.
Is she really?
Yes.
That's responsible.
I think she should go to work if she has the energy to actually drive people to the polls.
What do you mean? That's not your wife. What do you think your mother should be
my
going
mom,
to?
My mom, she complains about being alone all the time now these days because we don't get to visit her as much because we're working. I said, Mom, go back to work. Do your thing. And she says, oh, I don't have the energy for that. But she has energy to drive people to the polls.
Dan, but that's what the older people, that's what they do. They volunteer on election day. It's always old people at the polling.
She
places.
Said, are you driving people that's to the polls? I said, no, I'm working.
And I want an honest answer. I don't want a hack political thing from him. So,
Mike, you've never gotten anything that wasn't hack from Dan O'Brien.
I know.
Known him for 2 years.
Will he recognize the phone number?
Will he read?
By the way, Dan O'Brien.
No. He might ghost us.
Hello? Oh. Dan O'Brien.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Hey, good
hey,
job.
How are you? Hey, Dan. I'm sorry. I know it's a busy day for you. You're up early.
Big day. Go, Vanjie.
We wanted, of all the people in the entire 400-plus congressional races in this great nation of ours, we wanted to check in with you and find out how our lady Vanjie is doing. And Dan, I want it unvarnished. Is it an uphill climb for you?
Mike, things are looking incredible. Let me tell you, polls opened up at 6 a.m. We've heard of massive lines starting at 6 a.m. We've heard of people waiting in line at 5:30, 5:45 a.m. People are excited for Vanjie.
Whoa. All right, that's good. So, and give us the very latest. What was the latest polling? Were they neck and neck? Was she behind? Was he leading? What was the last minute polling looking like for Vanjie?
We haven't had a lot of last-minute polling, to be honest, but I'm telling you, Mike, this one, I think it's going to be really, really close. I think it's going to be one that could be down to the wire.
That's cool. I like that.
Look at the excitement.
And is the rumor true that we've heard, it's cresting up here, that her opponent is a dick? Is that true?
Rob, no, you can't say it like that.
No.
You can't say it that way.
I can neither confirm nor deny that allegation.
So, hey, Dan, how has it been? I mean, being on the front lines, this is what you've wanted to do. How have you found your first campaign? Are you enjoying yourself?
Mike, it's the thrill of a lifetime. It really is. I love what I'm doing right now, and everybody on the team has been absolutely wonderful. The communications team have been incredible. They've taught me a lot. They've made me a much better person. So I'm just...
How is that possible?
I don't know, rude. Rob. I thought I was perfect.
Rob, you're such a
Mike. Can you tell Dan about your time with Ted Kennedy?
I'm slapping over Rob said. How is that possible, Dan? Do not listen to Rob Spiewak. All right,
I want to tell you some of the people that have been so incredible, Mike. That
I
now
love
I'm
you, kiddo.
Two
you
inches
know
taller.
I love you, kiddo. We missed you. We missed you in Las Vegas.
We did.
And next time, I hope you get out there the next time we do a live show because, you know, it's not the same without having you out there. So this has been a great experience. And is this the area you're going to stay in? Are you going to stay in the political game? Is that what you want to do?
If there's a way for me to stay in the game, I'm definitely going to try to stay in the game. I love what I'm doing. I love working for Vanjie. Mike, you know how like some people, you know, come across fake and you think, oh, they're just putting on an act. They seem nice, but they're not really nice at all. Mike, you know, my hand to God, she's an angel. She's fantastic. Ooh. And
all
I'm
right.
so
that's,
glad to be able to work
that's so
for
nice.
If you keep your hands in the game, though, Dan, sometimes
Dan,
behind
you gotta
the scenes.
Bear with me. I got to look. When you're answering these questions, I've got to look at Rob and Oscar. I have to look right at them.
I just have to ask
Mike,
this
I've
question.
I've been in that room before. I know exactly what you're going through.
I know that when you dip your toe into the political waters, and it's so exciting, and you sound, I will say this, your joy is palpable. But will you be satisfied behind the scenes, or will you eventually throw your oversized hat into the ring, and will we have to someday vote O'Brien?
Great
well,
question.
Rob, I think the problem is that I don't think there's any ring that's big enough to handle a hat that would be as big for my head.
Okay, all right. Well, we will build the ring if you will run.
Dan, tomorrow on the show, I'm going to tell you this. This is going to be my request to you. in the event. We don't need to hear from her if she loses, but I would love to, if she happens to pull up the upset and she wins this election, I'd love to get Vanjie on the show, and she'll be the only candidate that we talk to. And by the way, this has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that Vanjie was all in, and Vanjie's communications director was all in on this show.
Long time
and
ago.
What's her main communications guy? What's his name?
The campaign manager is Joel Leonard.
That's right.
And Joel Leonard was on, Joel Leonard's been on the show a lot too. And will you please? We'd love to hear from Vanjie if she wins tomorrow. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But if you can make that happen for us, we'd be thrilled.
If she wins, I will do everything I can to get her on the show. And if not, you'll just have to settle for me.
Very good, Dan. Thank you. And good luck to you with your very first election where you've been a behind-the-scenes worker, Dan O'Brien. Best to your family, best to your mom, and Godspeed, my boy.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Oscar. F you, Rob.
Thank you.
There he goes. Let him
I'll
go.
I'll take
That's
it. You know
it.
What?
Right.
That's fine.
We got to take a break.
Absolutely fine. I think it's good.
We got a break. All right. We got to take a break. And let me tell you, when we come back, I have a story for you boys. Something arrived yesterday.
Ooh.
Something that I've been, that I had ordered, spent a lot of money on, and they arrived yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, I'm talking about my hearing aids.
Yay!
They came in. Yes,
do you recognize this song, Mike?
Yeah.
It's the theme from the show Angie with Donna Pascal. But
that's
for this, it's Vanjie.
Vanjie, very exciting.
Yes.
Glad you found that and forgot the rejoiner music. But anyway, let's do that. We'll come back with more fun and the hearing aid story right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, look who it is
again.
Are
you sick and tired of the same old dating scene? Dan O'Brien here to tell you we have the innovative app to help you find your true love. We call it TMOS Harmony, and we'll guarantee you'll find love with it. Pony matched with his sugar glider, Mac matched with himself, I matched with my tight shirt, and you can match with the TMOS bonus package. Who wants to swipe or click their way into love when all you have to do is listen to the TMOS bonus show? The TMOS bonus package. If it can help us pathetic interns find love, you'll be certain to find something you just can't ignore. This will be
www.mikeomarashow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Funny thing about the Mike O'Mara Show is we have no Mike O'Mara right now.
Oh, he's back, baby.
Oh, he's back. He loves making an entrance.
He's back.
Loves making an entrance.
Welcome back.
Ta-da.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Trade Coffee.
Ooh,
Carla's got this, and she drank it this morning. It's the best time of year for a great cup of coffee. Whether you're a coffee nerd or just someone who loves a great cup, you need Trade Coffee. Trade partners with 50 of the best roasters in the United States and features over 400 unique coffees that they deliver right to your door. Even better, your coffee is roasted only after you order it, so it's going to be the freshest coffee you've ever tasted. You're loving yours too, right,
Rob Spiewak? Oh my God, it's so cool because with the flavor profile questionnaire they give you, the coffee that arrives is not only fresh, but tastes exactly the way you want coffee to taste.
Trade has the coffee you need. If you're a coffee novice, never fear. Just go to drinktrade.com. They have a simple 6-question quiz and a magic algorithm that will match you up with the perfect coffee for your palate. Before you know it, you'll have a list of choices, all perfectly suited to what you like. Perfect coffee, perfectly matched to you, and as fresh as can be. Perfect is easy at drinktrade.com. Trade Coffee is so excited for you to give them a try. They're going to knock 50% off any bag of coffee you like when you place your first order. Just go to drinktrade.com and use the promo code TMOS. Remember that promo code TMOS, and you get half off a bag of coffee on your first order at drinktrade.com, and we thank them. All right. Yesterday, it was off to the big box store where one gets tortilla chips and hearing aids.
Yes. And don't mix them up when you get them home.
I got my hearing aids.
And what is your initial reaction to them? How are you pleased with them?
Negative. It's not. It's just because I'm not used to doing it.
Are they the Secret Service one or the one that actually goes around your ear?
I got to put the battery.
Or is it a large cone-like apparatus that you just hold to your head?
Great question.
Thank you.
What is Costco?
What's the brand? Is it Siemens?
It's called Bernafon.
Oh,
Bernafon.
Bernafon. I thought it would be not Kirkland.
Not Cleo.
Oh, it's a little guy.
You got the cheap ones. Huh?
Those are cheap.
What do you mean the cheap ones? These aren't cheap, pal. No, these aren't cheap.
What Oscar is envisioning something that you would buy in Parade magazine. I saw
my father's. They didn't look like that.
Well, your father has Bolivian hearing aids. They're different.
No, they look cooler.
They're made of cocaine.
They don't go behind the ear, if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah. Well, I think when they're behind the ear, that's for a more desperate situation, your Rush Limbaugh situation.
Oh no!
Hold on,
he's gonna pair them.
Oh, it's gonna fall right into his head.
This is gonna be fun.
All right, I don't think I put the batteries in the right way.
Do they take the yellow battery?
What?
A lot of times, hearing aid batteries are by color code. Are your batteries yellow?
No.
You lose
double A.
Double A.
No,
D.
You know, you can mock me all you want.
Mike, this is great.
And this is really not mocking you. This is a tribute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tribute, my
You ball. Lose sunglasses. Will you lose your ears?
Will you lose
Carla's
your mind?
Carla's biggest fear is that the dogs will eat them.
Really? Yeah. Well, then you'd have to, like, leave them on the floor.
Yeah.
You, well, you put them in a secure place.
Oh, my God. They look like a little treat.
All right. I'm going to take my headphones off because I have to do that.
Excellent.
We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Yes. My father has them.
I'm going to try to listen to you.
This is a result of broadcasting at a high level
for
25 years.
I haven't been able to successfully put them in the right way.
Right.
All right, they're going
I guess it matters left and right. Yeah, are they labeled left and right?
Like, just like Private Island Beauties. They fit just right.
My father has them, and sometimes he takes them out when he just doesn't want to deal with things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Oh, that's you almost can't see it.
Shut up, Rob.
Mike. Whoever sold those to you did you dirty.
Yeah. Was the guy who sold you colorblind?
Now I can hear you talking through the headphones.
Do you love it?
Yeah,
yay!
That's cool.
Yeah.
From looking at you, I can't see him at all. You look exactly the same. Looking straight on.
You can, Rob.
Go to your
they're
left.
They're not invisible. Go to your left, I know they can be seen. I'm not going to wear them out in public. I'm going to wear them like watching TV and if I go to like a crowded restaurant.
Yeah, my dad doesn't wear them in public. I know because when I'll get a call from him on his car phone, I'll just hear in the background, bum, 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 because he doesn't have a seatbelt on, but he can't hear the chime. But he can hear the phone. Are you trying to make them feedback?
May I highlight one thing? You are not elderly. You have broadcaster ears.
That's it. Yeah.
I have broadcaster ears. I don't know. Carla's pissed because I don't know how all in I am. And we spent a lot of money on these. So
yeah.
I'm not sure what we're going to do. But let me tell you, when he put them in my ear, I'm going to give this to you. And I think I can play with my EQ here a little bit and I can show you the way.
Island
so when
beauties.
She put them in my ear, this is kind of what I heard. This is it. I was just kind of going like this. Hey, yeah, all right. So how you doing? And the guy's looking at me. He says, does it sound better now? Does it sound like it's better now? And I said to him, no, I feel like I'm hearing like really super high frequencies on a microphone.
Yeah,
and
like
that's
a telephone
kind of
call almost.
Where I am with that.
Do you have a lot of, he can't change the bass on it?
Turn
the bass up.
Well, actually, there's another brand of hearing aids, Beats by Dr. Dre hearing aids that have a lot of bass.
Beats headphones.
Too much bass.
Do I sound okay? Do I sound normal again?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Fantastic.
But they should be able to adjust that EQ. But another thing I think you have to keep in mind is
EQ, got to go to Jimmy's. Hey, Eric.
But I think your primary hearing loss is high frequency. So that's probably what they pumped up.
Yeah, that's true, but it still didn't matter. So that's what
they
pumped up.
Then you pump up the volume?
Weird.
Pump up the jam.
You can do a million things with them. I haven't gotten the app yet, but he did. You know, I've got settings, three different settings.
Ooh.
One for like normal, one for crowded restaurant. One filtered. The one cool thing he did was one thing filtered out all the extraneous noise of the big box store, which I thought was kind of interesting.
And was that noticeable when they did that?
Yeah, that was super noticeable.
Because I find that noise-canceling headphones, I think they're overrated. They don't really work that well for me, and so I'm curious that works so well. That's good.
All right, so the other thing that happened, and I'm gonna appeal to the brain of Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Ooh,
yes.
Here.
I'll take a pause.
The other thing he said to me, Rob, was he said, when you put them in,
yes,
the vent, see, you can see this vent. The vent should always go up on top.
Okay, that makes sense.
See that little
yeah,
open
like
air?
An air hole.
Just like the Private Island Beauties.
That
Oscar, that's not a vent.
You're such an ass.
That's what she said.
Oh, God. All right. So there.
Keep the vent on top, Mike.
Keep the vent. But I can't put them in my ear. Like, and this says
oh,
R for right.
Yes.
This is the right one.
Okay.
Right? See how it says R?
Uh-huh.
And I can't put it in my ear without the vent being on the bottom.
Ooh.
What if you put it in and give it a little twist?
Ooh.
Almost like lock it in.
That's a great. There we go.
Because, I mean, they should fit comfortably but tightly. That vent is what's going to prevent.
Does that look right or wrong? The vent's on the bottom.
Actually, that looks exactly right. Oh, wait. We have some news coming in.
Mike, we have this from the 17th District of Florida.
I'm sorry, we don't have any more time to talk about hearing aids because we have this election up to... I got to take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show as we continue to talk about hearing aids and other things right here. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
America was founded on balance. Two houses of legislature, the two-party system. And here at Political Persuasions, we have the two sides of O'Mara. The calm Mike.
I am open-minded.
And the burning liberal Mike.
It's crap. That's what I do. I rant.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Together, they coexist in Mike's brain and right here on Political Persuasions.
It's about the guns.
They clash. They argue.
Tough. Beans.
With a little help from me, Chris Freites, they provide a balanced seesaw of sanity.
How many people shoot for food?
Can somebody please pass the blood pressure medication?
Speaker of the House? Hey, come on.
Political Persuasions. Download it this Thursday and every Thursday at politicalpersuasions.com.
I'm going to die.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're all going to die, and someday you are as well.
And God bless America.
Makes me want to throw up.
Thank you. That's coming up. We've got an election special. It'll be on today before, so you can listen to
the day.
To that the day. Today the day. Before the election.
The blue wave.
Blue wave.
It's why everyone in my life, Rob, Oscar, my wife, everyone says three words to Mike: up the dosage. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Uni. Fire plus pizza equals delicious. I give you, excuse me, the Uni. I had a slice right before breakfast. Uni is the world's first portable wood-fired pizza oven. Restaurant-quality pizza it is. You'll never get pizza in your home better than Uni. You get it from your own backyard in just 60 seconds. This is the truth. The secret is the heat. Uni ovens heat to 932 degrees, which means a crispy outer crust and a chewy, tender inner crust. People love the Uni. Our listeners have loved the Uni. I love the Uni. Everybody's got the Uni. The best you'll ever taste. Plus, there are two models to choose from. The Uni 3 that heats to 932 degrees in 10 minutes, and it's portable. It's the size of a carry-on bag. The Uni Pro, the one that I have in my backyard, that makes larger pizzas, heats to 932 degrees in 20 minutes, and offers a quad fuel function. I use the propane, but you can use wood, charcoal, wood pellets, or the propane like I do. Your Uni isn't just for amazing pizzas. I have used it for steaks, perfectly seared. Rob Spiewak has used it because he likes it.
I want you to know this. I have done a combination process. I have used sous vide cooking, where you'd immerse the steak and cook it slowly and then finish it in the Uni at 900 degrees. And I want to tell you, no restaurant can touch it.
Mm.
Really?
It is unreal to finish it up. Oh, my God.
Share that with me.
Oh, yeah.
For a limited time, Uni is giving our listeners 20% off their purchase. Go to Uni, OONI.com. That's OONI.com, and enter the code TMOS at checkout. That's OONI.com, code TMOS, to get your Uni 3 or Uni Pro with 20% off. Take advantage now. The offer is only good till midnight on November 18th. Time is running out. Act now and go loony for Uni.
Nice.
So look, I spent the money on them. I'll have to try them out. I'll have to get it right.
You'll have to go back to the box store eventually to get more tortilla chips. Make sure that he didn't.
I have to go back to see the guy regularly because he follows up. I know it's a box store, but I'm telling you, this is like going to an audiologist.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I looked at the fit. That. It's exactly. I think he might have mixed up because it fits exactly right with the vent facing down.
So it looked like it fit.
Yeah, and I can't imagine that it makes a difference if the vent is up or down.
It does. It feels like it's right. I don't know. I'll double
check. The only
check.
Reason the vent is there is that you don't want to have
just like the Island Beauties
an airlock, right? We'll have one sent there.
Yeah, you got to get one. You got to get that guy to send us. If they're not ridiculous, I guarantee they're going to be ridiculously expensive. No,
depends where the vent is.
Yep. Keep the vent on the top.
You. Island Beauties.
And also look for the R.
Website. Have you looked at the website yet?
No,
have
I
you gone
really
to the website? All right, please do it right now.
Okay.
We got 1 minute here.
Oh, my God.
Go to the website and look it up. Look it up. You tell me if you're not a little curious about the website.
And also,
and I'm
going to
tell you something. Hold on, Rob. I'm going to say that when I went to that website, the last time we were doing something like this, we were looking at those robots from Japan.
Yes.
This website, that whatever this guy's making, if he's making it out of Manassas, looks better than the robots.
America. That's why. American-made sex dolls kick the ass out of all of those. Now, also, Oscar, while you're on the website, you can choose a favorite model.
Okay, okay. I'm here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Holy it's a pretty interesting ass. Website.
Yeah, right?
It's a, oh, is it not a pretty interesting?
Not safe for work, by the way. Not safe
no,
for
it's,
work.
No, it's no, not
it's
safe
not
for work.
At all. No.
Not safe for work at all.
It's something and, that you would like to view at home.
Giving him this much press, but we are. We can't help ourselves. That's it. You know, that's
he's very excited very right special. Now.
There's,
in,
yeah. there's a doll sculpture that studio. Looks like an anime doll.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
Tony, do not do this.
Yeah, Pony will go out.
You're going to go broke. To Manassas.
Are you kidding? Pony already sent a resume.
Oh, by the way, Pony's the one that gets to take it home.
Oh, boy. No,
hey, and you know what's great about that? Finally, you can use those HOV lanes.
Yeah. But by the way, when you take it home to your apartment, you can't keep it in the box. You have to just carry it out.
No, I'll put it like by the window in like a chair so everyone can see it.
And I know you're watching me, and I know why I wouldn't hurt a fly.
Was it the Steve Martin movie, The Lonely Guy, where he had cardboard cutouts in front of his window so it looked like he had friends?
That fascinated me. Anyway, it stopped the show. We have to take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need,
made
ladies and gentlemen. Made in Manassas, Virginia. Couldn't think of it better. Boy, I wish we were still there. Because then we wouldn't have to buy him. We could just bring him by the house.
I'm all sorry right. he yeah, can't come to the phone. He's busy in his sculpture studio.
Yeah, which he does. He sculpts them out of, like, rubber. Anyway.
We'll you can eat.
You can eat. We'll take a break. News you may not need coming up next.
What's up, everybody? It's Rob Mara from the Rob and Joe Show. It's that time of the year again, a new Rob and Joe promo. Joe's not even here. We're that lazy. Our fearless leader, Mike O'Mara, said we need new promos, and 7 months later, here I am. Yes, that's how creative we are. Check back for our next promo in 12 years when we break down the great Anthony Weiner, Mel Gibson presidential race. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes. Download us on the app, robandjoeshow.com. See you in 2028, the year of the oxen.
That man is low energy. That is a good guy, though. Yes. I like Rob Mayer. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Grove. Grove Collaborative is changing the world for the better. I got a lot of friends and family members that love Grove. Did you know that 94,000 trees are cut down in the U.S. every day to make toilet paper and paper towels? Do you know that?
Not.
Stop paying to cut down trees. Try Seedling 100% tree-free paper products made from bamboo and sugarcane. It's a practical solution to one of the world's big environmental problems, deforestation. I love this company.
So God, smart. More, so smart.
I just wish more companies had this attitude. I really do. Because if they did, the world would be a better place. And I want you to support this company because not only do they have phenomenal products, but they're doing this. And there's a fraction of the companies out there that are doing what Grove is doing. Grove carries a bunch of natural brands that we were already using at home. It's our one-stop shop for household, pet, and personal care staples. Plus, our life is easier and cheaper when we shop with Grove. With price matching and a 100% happiness guarantee, I know that I'm getting the best deal. Grove even beats other online retailers. Ever since I took my first shipment of Grove, I swear to you, my house smells and feels cleaner. I love it. Carla loves it. We love the products, and they're doing right by the planet. If you haven't already tried Grove, you need to shop today before this deal runs out. For a limited time, listen to this. My listeners who sign up get an amazing free 30-day supply of Seedling, that's Grove's tree-free paper towels, toilet paper, and tissues, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. You care about the planet, you help out Grove. Mm-hmm. Check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/TMOS. Remember that website. It's a little tough, but I want you to remember it. It's grove.co/TMOS. Remember, that's grove.co, not .com/TMOS, and we thank them at Grove.
News!
News!
Island.
Mike!
Beauties!
Have you seen Google today?
Have I seen the Google?
Yes.
No, it said vote, right?
Yeah. Go
that's
vote.
That's cool, isn't it?
Go vote.
That's pretty cool that they're yeah. everybody's involved. It's going to be this might be a truly, and truly record-setting election for participation.
You know, that's weird because I didn't get that on my Google page.
Nothing would make him happier than for me to walk in tomorrow with this complete surprise thing where it's just like, how you doing, Mike?
I'm all right. I was up till 3 o'clock. The Republicans won everything.
They took control of the Senate. They kept control of the House. Like Donald Trump is having a party. And Rob is, yes.
I don't
yes.
know. I didn't have vote on my Google page. What they did is they took the two O's in Google and turned it into an Island Beauties doll.
Thank you. Okay. Island Beauties. I knew that was coming. Idris Elba has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2018. How did he feel when they told him he got it? He says, quote, "It was a nice surprise. I got it." He's British, right?
Yeah.
"It was a nice surprise. I got an ego boost for sure." Of course, he also had to drop in the requisite humility. Quote, "I was like, come on, no way, really. Looked in the mirror. I checked myself out. I was like, yeah, you are kind of sexy today. But to be honest, it was just a nice feeling." There you go. Well, thank you.
He edged out Chris Sullivan.
Idris Elba is a great actor, and I'd like to see him in more movies. I think he does a great job. Another great actor is Matthew McConaughey. Did you know that he was in the running to co-star in Titanic alongside Kate Winslet? I didn't know
I thought he was up for Winslet's role.
With DiCaprio.
Yeah, he's posing topless naked with the necklace.
Pretty. It's unclear how far he got.
Pay me like your French girls.
In a new interview,
hey, pay me like your French girls.
He went in and auditioned, and he was hoping he'd get it. He thought it went well, and he was confident that he'd get it, but he was never offered the role. As we all know, Leo DiCaprio got it. Since Titanic was such a massive hit, it's fair to wonder if it would have been as big with Matthew McConaughey in it. I think it would have. I think he would have done fine. I think he's a good
don't
actor.
Know, because I really think DiCaprio was perfect in that. I think he wouldn't quite get that spirit of Jack.
Wasn't it the cinematography that...
Special effects.
Right, and special effects at that time.
And a cocky, young, good-looking guy, I think. And it's just like, and then when he's...
You could have put Pony in that movie. You'd be fine.
Jack,
would have
been great. How did the...
If Pony was in that movie, if Pony was in the movie, the boat would have sunk in the first 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Mike had a line.
That's all right. It's okay. You know, he wanted to get... As expected, 80% of the Spice Girls announced... Yeah, I'm going on to the next story now.
Mike, the way you feel... Is the way I feel every day.
Every day, I understand.
Because I try to say something and you guys always cut me off.
Bull in China shop, you know? I was just going to say in Titanic, after the Spencil sketch was done, Jack would have said, "All right, all right, all right." Thank you. But now it's F you, Rob. As expected, 80% of the Spice Girls announced that they're reuniting for a tour next year. Victoria Beckham is out.
What?
It's not the Spice Girls then.
No.
I know, but she wishes them well. This is so obvious to me. Yesterday she said, quote, "I won't be joining my girls on stage again, but being in the Spice Girls was a hugely important part of my life. Wish them love and fun. Blah, blah. I know they'll put on an amazing show." She screwed them. She didn't say why she's not doing it. She's not doing it because she's worth $50 gazillion. That's why she doesn't need
Blow
the money.
Her.
You know who could replace her is an Island Beauty.
The Spice Girls release some dates. You got to get to your car. The Spice Girls release some dates for next summer, but for now, they're only hitting the UK. There's talk that they could come to the US as well, but there's nothing definitive on that. There's also no plan to record new music. She became the most famous Spice Girl. She married the famous soccer player, and now she's kind of boning them. I think that's unfortunate.
Do they have a bigger following in Europe? Because I just don't feel that they succeeded all that much in the States that they would merit all this news.
I can't answer a question I don't know the answer.
I understand.
Backstreet Boys have a cruise.
Like them.
Bob, I do have the answer to this, though. The website, a website that we, Rob and I in particular, love more than any other one. The website, Nameberry.
Love Nameberry.
Nameberry.com.
Hello, we're very excited about the election day or vote.
Hey, did Nameberry vote early or is he voting today?
He won't vote. He won't vote.
Oh, no. Yes.
Oh, it's a shame, right?
He doesn't have a license. The website, Nameberry.com. Just put together a list of the most popular baby names of 2028. Of 2028? It's best based on current trends, patterns of how names go in and out of style, and, quote, rhythms of the past to predict the future.
Oh, so it's a predictive list.
It's a predictive website. Whatever that means, they've got names from the future that they decided to share. Based on all that, the top 10 girls' names from a decade from now will be Charlotte, Amelia, two members of my family.
That's cool.
My Charlotte, you know the amazing thing about this? I am not kidding you. My nephew Michael, his daughters are Charlotte and Amelia.
He's a trendsetter.
No. Michael's daughter is Charlotte, and my niece Jessica's daughter is Amelia.
They're both trendsetters.
Harper, Emma, Olivia, Evelyn, Mia, Aria, Ava, and Sophia.
Evelyn?
Sounds kind of like 2018. Evelyn, yes.
That's old-fashioned. I'm surprised about that
Eve,
one.
Right, for short?
Could be.
The top 10 boys' names will be Liam, Mateo, Maverick,
what?
Yeah. Noah. If George Carlin, you can hear him now. He's literally
exactly.
spinning. Lincoln, Lucas, Henry, Theodore, Jackson. Oh, Jackson.
Jackson.
Thank you very much. and Oliver.
Ooh.
I've got a nephew Oliver, or cousin
Please,
Oliver.
Sir.
Yeah.
May I have some more?
All right. That's
hey, that was terrific.
That's hey, I give him applause for that. He remembered that.
Yeah.
That's
Excellent.
Awesome.
The Grinch.
Yes, exactly. It came from the Grinch. A new study found the three surfaces. This is going to make you throw up in your mouth because we're just off a plane.
Nice.
The new study found the three surfaces on an airplane that had the highest levels of bacteria, and sometimes even bacteria that can make you sick. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Here they are. Top three. They are, number one, the headrests.
When I got on the plane with Zoolander, he immediately bent the headrest like around his head.
Yes, like, nasty.
You know, and you had a nice plane.
Yeah, we had a newish plane. Oh. I said, I don't know.
They aren't disinfected very often, and they definitely aren't cleaned that well between flights. Number two, I've known this one, and this is, you look in this and you get grossed out, the seat pockets. Flight attendants say they have found things in seat pockets like half-eaten sandwiches, dirty diapers, used condoms, and used feminine products.
God, and how many times you just dropped your cell phone down there? It'll
I
be
know.
Fine.
And then you go rooting around for it, and you feel crumbs.
Yeah.
And number three, the tray tables. That goes without saying. Yeah. But that's where you put like your beverages and your food. And now you know, pack your Purell. That's so disgusting.
That's why I always bring a cutting board.
Nasty. And now a little something something. A British fisherman has been rescued after fleeing an aggressive colony of about 50 gray seals. The angler was plucked from a cliff face by a Coast Guard team. The Maritime and Coast Guard Agency said Monday the fisherman was walking on a beach in northern Scotland when he came across the seals, who became agitated and aggressive.
Oh, no.
He climbed up a cliff face but became trapped before reaching the top and used his phone to call for emergency aid. Oh, I got gray seals. They're surrounding me. They're all trying to bite my feet off. Rescue teams were able to lower the man into a lifeboat and take him to safety. He is being treated for exposure to the cold. I guess it was a nasty day in Scotland.
Sure.
Coast Guard officer Jonathan Mustard said,
Hello, I'm Jonathan Mustard.
There we are. He said people along the coast should be aware of seals protecting their young. The seals said they just didn't like his attitude. So that's the way that works. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. Oh, the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak, and then we're doing political persuasions. It's a busy day in Podcast Village, everybody. Bobby!
Ladies, would you like part-time access to your favorite Bolivians, Wit, Wisdom, Wang, and Wallet? Are you capable of keeping your mouth shut and not ruining a good thing? This season's Oscar Santana Scholarship has been claimed, but you may still be eligible for a Schmosker Fantana Partial Scholarship. While on scholarship, you'll learn about important topics like the value of Schmosker's time and why you shouldn't have sent that text. To apply, gather up your sexiest photos and mail them in discreet packaging to the Mike O'Mara Show. As with all Fantana brand offerings, no fatties, no uggos.
Thank you.
Nice.
I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, the time to start your holiday shopping is now, and it's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center, your holy trinity of retail bargains, featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. But wait, here's the best part. When you access these sites through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara. You're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That's fun and smart, plus plenty of free parking, no lines. Make sure to access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. If you need it, buy right now by clicking through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Costs you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the only way to shop. Now go spend money and let's... Open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, Election Day, November 6th. And please, everybody, go out and vote, please. I've been telling you for 10 months.
I'm glad you say that, but before I play this first tape, I must inquire. Do you have the detonator hooked up to your dynamite before I play this tape?
Ooh. Yes, I do. I have it right here now that you've mentioned that.
All right, absolutely. Here is a friendly reminder from the Parody Singers.
Votes, it doesn't matter who votes.
Thank you. We'd get a little further than that.
Man.
No, not a chance. That's not going to happen.
Oh, what's this?
Oh. Hold on, from Election Center, this is an update. Polls are open. Thank you very much. We'll have continuing updates as the day progresses. Thank you. I'm Shep Smith.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Shep Smith.
All right, do you think, given 30 seconds, you could name more cheeses than a basketball player?
Yes.
A lady at a Milwaukee Bucks game was given 30 seconds to name more cheeses than Sterling Brown, and if she did, she would get an autographed basketball. Now, she probably had an advantage because she was wearing a cheese hat when she did it. In 30 seconds, she did win. She did an impressive 27 cheeses.
Oh, my God.
That's good. That's powerful.
This is from standing in the audience of the game and them just holding a microphone up to her. So this was not a prepared thing. She came up with 27 fast.
Bardi, American, Asiago, Bars Capone, Buffalo, smoked Swiss, cream cheese, string cheese, cottage cheese, Brie, feta, goat, Munster, Colby Jack, Colby, Pepper Jack, I don't know.
Now, you know, the amazing thing is that matches up item for item with my shopping list.
Just for breakfast.
That's it. The 27 cheese omelet. Also three eggs. Do you care? I don't like to play tapes from Jimmy Fallon. However, last night was kind of funny because Mike Myers came on as Dr. Evil. Do you care to hear it or do you pass?
Yeah, yeah. I'm addicted to Dr. Evil.
I love Dr. Evil too. And so please ignore the Fallon and focus on the Myers.
I've come up with a 5-point evil plan.
Okay. What is step one?
From now on,
I should say he's running for Congress. Okay, that's
the only flavor of Pringles will be screaming dill pick.
You hear Fallon?
Yeah,
it was everyone.
Oh, because he's out partying and drinking.
I swear to God, I think he's going out and mainlining alcohol when he's done. It really sounds like that.
And start because his baseline is not funny anyway. So now he's not funny and raspy. Mm. But let's start it again. Here's Mike Myers, Dr. Evil, running for Congress.
I've come up with a 5-point evil plan.
Okay. What is step one?
From now on, the only flavor of Pringles will be screaming dill pickle, and the tube will be skinnier. That's evil.
What is step two?
Step two, I will make Don Jr. Secretary of Treasury. The man's made out of dough.
You really think he's that rich?
No, he looks like he's actually made out of dough.
Step three, what is that?
Well, step three, the amount of time it takes before you can skip a YouTube ad will be increased from 5 seconds to 8 seconds. No skipsies!
All right, that is evil right there. That is almost too much. What is step four?
Well, this one isn't really evil. It's more practical. I'm going to legalize weed. Yeah. Poppy needs that sticky icky for his glaucoma. Yeah. Too much?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right.
There you go.
I can't wait to watch that.
I like that.
Sometimes you, like Mike and I do as well, to look back on history and see how things have changed. Did you know that 60 years ago, this very day, was Election Day 1956? Mm. And we were having the same troubles as far as voter turnout 60 years ago. Check this out. Here's a PSA from, of all people, Groucho Marx from the set of You Bet Your Life.
And now the one, the only Groucho Marx. And his constant quiz companion, George Fenneman.
Now, Groucho, we're going to reverse the usual procedure and put you in the position of answering questions.
You may fire when ready, George.
All right. What's the one place in the whole world where all men are truly equal?
That's easy. It's the voting booth.
Right. Now, Groucho, question number two. How do Americans stack up against the rest of the free world when it comes to voting?
Bad. Very bad. In many of the free countries, practically everybody who has a vote uses it. In our country, only about half the people eligible to vote come out regularly.
And now, Groucho, what recommendation do you have for Americans to overcome this terrible voting record?
Well, there's only one answer to that. Everybody out there, everybody, no matter who you are, get out and vote on November 6th. See you at the polls.
Well, thank you, Groucho. And now, let's get on with the show.
But then that
there
weird,
he is. I'm an announcer. They are the back in the day.
Very weird
like
that we've made very little progress
after that PSA.
Yeah. What the hell just happened?
Yeah, that's back in the day. Absolutely.
Do you know that George Fenneman was also the announcer on Dragnet? The one that said, and the results of that trial after these messages. That was also his gig. But anyway, so get out and vote, folks. That's good.
Thank you for that.
This is another very solemn tape that I think you'll enjoy.
He cares about that. He does.
Sir, may I have some more?
Hey, now he's using a character voice. What if the gingerbread man wanted more porridge?
Please, sir, may I have some more?
From Guinness.com, the sound of a dog popping 100 balloons in a record-breaking amount of time.
See the way he set that up by, all right, Mike, I've got something you'll like now. You incredible moron. Now here's something. You're making fun of the fact that George Fenneman was also the announcer for Dragnet. All right, mallet head, here's something you'll enjoy. Yeah. A dog popping balloons.
No.
There it is.
Come on, I just thought it was an interesting coincidence of the fact that in 1956, Election Day was the exact same day.
I understand
of the month.
What you're doing.
Wait a second.
Hold on a second. This has just come into Election Central.
From Manassas.
Oh, Mike, I actually, it's a tape.
This has just come into Election Central from Manassas. Island beauties are storming the polls with nipples exposed. All right, thank you.
Mike, this just in from Oprah Winfrey.
Vote!
Thank you, Oprah. Thank you very much. That's very good. Thank you. Thank
she
you
likes
much.
To scream, no?
Vote.
She does indeed.
All right, let us close with this. Have you ever asked a special above and beyond request for a pizza delivery?
Probably not. No, pretty much standard. That's
one time we had been drinking and I asked a pizza delivery service. I said, and please make the pizza with love. And they actually wrote with a magic marker inside the box when we opened it. It said, made with love. I thought that was very nice.
Good. Okay.
This time they put a sign on the door for the delivery that said, please yell when the pizza is ready. And they were just taping as the pizza arrived. And I think, Oscar, you'll enjoy the name of the person who received the pizza.
Thank you so
much. He does it again.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you. So you see, you don't necessarily need to knock or use a doorbell. Just yell the name. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great day, everybody. Don't forget to vote.
That freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, wait.
Uh-oh. Well, that's been our election coverage, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you got to get your last-minute information on the candidates. I want to remind everybody that today is the day. I've been talking about it for a long time. I want you to get your asses out there and vote. If you know somebody who might be a slacker, you got to call them and remind them to vote, too. If they give you a hard time and say, oh, I'm not sure I'm going to be out of class, make sure. Get young people out to the polls.
Yeah.
Very important. Get old people out to the polls. If people don't know where they are out in the polls today, wheel them in there. You know, it doesn't matter. Take care of it. But exercise your civic duty, your privilege, your right to vote. All right? We're a free country. Keep it free. That's it. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Vote!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.